When I think of people with spontaneous, open, generous heart, they are full of metta, karuna, and mudita, but do not seem equanimous. Can upekkha come naturally as well as cultivated? I think it really is a result more of cultivation and the... Because it isn't immediately apparent, I think, in human experience, that equanimity has a value. Yeah. One can see the value in loving kindness and compassion and sympathetic joy, freedom from jealousy. But there's a kind of it isn't immediately apparent that equanimity. Well, what good's equanimity? Because the others are more bound with becoming, bound with all the positive connotations that we have associated with a good human being, and I think that sense of upekkha, that equanimity, that equipoise or imbalance, one doesn't appreciate it until one starts to reflect and investigate and see how difficult it is to actually sustain that or to be present with something that is, not moved by circumstance, not moved by internally of the moods or impressions within the mind. Doesn't mean that when we say not moved, it doesn't mean dull, shut down, closed off, but being completely in tune, being very clear, and then not being shaken by anything. It takes some time, one, to appreciate that, and then two, to recognize, this is going to take some cultivation, it's going to take some work. And of course, when one sees recognizes the benefits of not being sort of dragged into the either one's own internal reactivity or the external reactivity or expectation of the world around one. There's tremendous freedom in that quality of equanimity. And those are, as one cultivates and attends to those qualities of metta, karuna, mudita, then one becomes more attuned to the sort of sublime nature of these wholesome qualities, and then one also starts to recognize what's the nature of the mind, in the sense that or the nature of desire, our desires are always outstripping our experience, and so that you get your new whatever the latest gadget is, and the new ones come out, and it's got more memory, it's faster. I like one of those. the new car. How many cup holders do you say that one had? it's not that nature of desire. This is something. Well, we do the same thing in sort of spiritual practice, and it can torment us, but it's also a sort of quite natural, and it's, if it's channeled, we can be trying to put it into skillful use. So this one, you know, cultivates loving kindness, compassion, and say, well, that's pretty good, but I'll bet there's something more. So it's there is. It's an equanimity, is there a refinement there that one draws, allows oneself to be drawn towards.